Spending a few minutes now with Jefferson University women's basketball coach Tom Shirley. His squad headed back to the Division II NCAA tournament. They will take on Stonehill in the first round on Friday. I believe it's a noon tip-off at University of the Sciences. Coach stopping by the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
So, I mean, it was very obvious from around Thanksgiving you were going to get here. It was just a matter of what seed you were going to have and whether it was an at-large or an automatic qualifier. You get in by winning the CACC in a classic, as every game with University of the Sciences has turned into, to win the conference tournament. What does getting in with that title banner mean to you?
Well, I think when you know you're going in because you have the automatic qualifier, it just takes the question marks off the plate. But I think from the very beginning, building on a last year record of 26-6, we were really optimistic we could do better. And our goal all year has been to get a banner and get a bid. And this year it kind of got reversed because we got the bid first. We knew we were going to be at least a 3 seed. So, but it means everything. I mean, when you walk in our gym with the CACC banners hanging there and now to hang a third one, it's a proud moment for not only the program but for all these individual players.
I've been following the program for a decade or so, and you've always been a high-level program, but I really feel like the last few years it's kind of gone up to another level. This season in particular, just 2 losses. Putting the wins and losses aside, though, when did you realize that you had something extra special in this group?
I think it was last year when we bought Bev Kuhman. I think she was the missing piece last year. And then, of course, we had Rachel Day, who was an all-conference player. And then you start to see Kate Cunningham come off the bench and realize that she would be a very good replacement for Rachel. And I think last year, 26-6, getting into the NCAA tournament, playing in the finals, there was a collective group cry that we were going to do better this year. So I think between their approach and the ability to recruit the kids that we did is what led us to this season.
Let's talk about the first-round matchup as we're talking here on Monday afternoon. It's still kind of fresh, but you're familiar, Stonehill in the first round. I think they went 19-9. What are they going to bring to the table?
Well, they're going to bring a lot of experience because this is their 25th NCAA bid. However, last year's team, which went to the Elite Eight, was kind of damaged by graduation. So they're young. They're very young and probably a little inexperienced. They have a freshman guard averaging about 16 points a game. It's very good. Haven't watched too much tape yet. But I think we have to counter their experience with the fact that we have a lot of firepower. We're experienced. And for the first time in a long time, the New England schools are actually traveling to Philly, which it's always the other way around where we're traveling up there.
Yeah, and Sciences is the host. So really, you kind of get the benefit of being a home team without having to deal with the headache of organizing the thing.
I think anytime you can sleep in your own bed and you can keep your own routine, practice in your own gym, have your fans close, it's a great, great plus. And as you said, we don't have to manage the event, which is great for me.
One of the things watching your group all year is you're incredibly difficult to guard, not just because of sets and stuff like that, but you have 5 players in your starting five that on any given night, it is not out of the realm of possibility they could go for 25 points. If you're going to put a run together, what are going to be the keys here for this group?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to continue the transition. I mean, I think we get the ball out quickly and we get it up the floor pretty quickly, and we have kids that can attack in Kate and Jess, and we just try to let them go. And whether it be a defensive rebound or a basket, we've got to push and probably get about 35% of our offense off that. I think the other thing is we've done a really good job defensively. I think our kids, we play multiple defenses. Our kids know the schemes, and I think when it comes down to it, they're very, very smart. I think we have a stat where we're one of the top 10 teams in the country with the least amount of fouls. So I think those are the two things that we're going to have to worry about, because really playing 7 players, fouls become an issue, and they did yesterday a little bit. So we have to be careful about that.
And earlier you mentioned experience. What does – you guys went to the NCAA tournament, gave it was Bentley, all they could handle. I mean, that game was a toss-up until the last couple of minutes. What does basically the entire roster having that experience do to help this year, not just with the game, but with everything that goes along with being in the NCAA tournament?
I don't think it's as – I won't say as big a deal, but I think our kids know what to expect now. They know who's coming down. They know what they have to do. They know where they want to be. I mean, our goal from the beginning of the year was to try to get to the regional final, and then whatever happens, happens. So I think that as they've clipped off these goals, particularly 29 wins, which is a school record, it's more about who's next, what's next, what do we need to do, rather than worrying about, boy, I hope we're good enough, I hope we're big enough, I hope we're faster. Those things don't seem to be issues. What's an issue for them is what have we got to do to get to the next round.
And final question on a kind of a big picture thing. science is the one, you're the three. You can make the argument you could be the two. What does this mean for the CACC to have this type of recognition and to have two teams at this high level?
Well, for years, with eight bids, it was usually the automatic qualifier from the ECC and the automatic qualifier from the CACC. So all of a sudden, the ECC has two teams in, the CACC has two teams in. So I think it puts a little bit of a ding in the Northeast 10 armor, and I think it bodes well for, first of all, Philadelphia basketball, but I think it bodes well for the CACC. As you know, following us, Matt, the league has to get a little bit stronger because strength of schedule is always an issue because some of our opponents are not maybe where they should be. So, but I think it's the last few years have given the CAC a lot of basketball credibility, at least on the women's side.